Well, welcome everybody, and good to see you all this evening. So this afternoon I was writing a newsletter, and for those of you who are on the newsletter list, you will have received it, and so you'll know that one of the things I was doing while I was doing the newsletter was I was looking at different translations of a work called the Dhammapada. And the Dhammapada is a collection of sayings of the Buddha. And as such, it's kind of similar, I guess, to in the Christian tradition, the Sermon on the Mount, which is a collection of sayings of Christ. This is the same idea, where it's a collection of sayings of the Buddha. And it's a short work, easy to find copies of, and I do recommend finding a good translation and reading through it. It's a quick read with a lot of really deep insight in it. And one of the translations that I found while I was looking was a translation by Ajahn Tanisara, who is a monk in the Thai forest tradition, and who actually occasionally comes through Portland because of the Portland Friends of the Dharma here, who are associated with the same tradition. And so I actually got to see him a few years back, a great teacher. And he's done a translation of the Dhammapada, which is actually very poetic, and I was actually quite interested in it, because usually the translations of the Dhammapada start with the words, "the mind precedes all things," or something like that, talking about the mind coming first before things. And in his translation, he actually uses the word heart instead of mind. And as we've discussed before, you know, back when these Pali writings were made, they didn't really distinguish between the heart and the mind. The two were, you know, the heart was thought to be the seat of thinking. And so it makes a lot of sense for him to translate what other people usually translate as the mind, as the heart. And I found that by making that choice of translation, it actually makes it a very interesting way of looking at things, and very relevant to our loving-kindness meditations that we do, where we're really working with our hearts and how we work with our hearts. And so I'd like to read a little bit of it, then we're going to do the metta meditation, the loving kindness meditation. If you've not done loving kindness meditation with us before, don't worry, it's fully guided, so there's nothing you need to know. But for those of you who had, you'll probably see how this fits in as we go through it. So this is how he renders the text. He says, "Phenomena are preceded by the heart, ruled by the heart, made of the heart. If you speak or act with a corrupt heart, then suffering follows you, as the wheel of the cart, the track of the ox that pulls it. Phenomena are preceded by the heart, ruled by the heart, made of the heart. If you speak or act with a calm, bright heart, then happiness follows you, like a shadow that never leaves. He insulted me, hit me, beat me, robbed me. For those that brood on this, hostility isn't stilled. He insulted me, hit me, beat me, robbed me. For those who don't brood on this, hostility is stilled. Hostilities aren't stilled through hostility, regardless. Hostilities are stilled through non-hostility. This, an unending truth. Unlike those who don't realize that we're here on the verge of perishing, those who do, their quarrels are stilled." And I thought that was very interesting at the moment, you know, with all the political and election back and forth that's going on in the moment where, you know, we're in the middle of this, he did this, she did that, he said, she said, and a lot of finger pointing. You know, we've even had a he started it in the last week. And when we think, you know, that's not how hostility is instilled, by focusing on the thing, the perceived bad that the other person has done, that only escalates the hostility. And we see some of that as we see some of the dialogue at the moment. So we're going to do the metta meditation, the loving kindness meditation. For those of you who've not done it before, it goes through, we basically practice feeling feelings of love, of loving kindness to first ourselves, then a friend, then a neutral person, and then finally an enemy. And an enemy can, a quotes enemy, that's what it's traditionally called. An enemy can be, you know, somebody who's making your life difficult at the moment, or as I always say, it can be your least favorite politician. And I'm sure we all have least favorite politicians at the moment. But, you know, this is where we have to change our own attitude. As if that's all we focus on, you know, that this person says that or does that, despite, no matter how, you know, distasteful we may find what they've said or done, okay, if all we do is generate more hostility towards them, then we're just being part of the problem again, okay? And so as we think about generating loving kindness, you know, even generating loving kindness for the person who we plain can't stand, we plain can't agree with, where we can actually break that cycle by generating loving kindness for them. And it's really hard, okay? I'm not going to pretend that this is something we could do. There are people who, try as I might at the moment, I still find difficult to feel loving kindness for, many of them. But that's okay. That's, you know, recognizing that that's where I am, you know, recognizing that that's a limit to what I can do. That means that I can understand myself more. But whatever we can do in our day-to-day lives to not generate more hostility, then by doing so, we make this world a better place. So that's what I'd like you to remember as we do that, as we do the meditation this evening. You know, and our challenge for the week is, you know, are we part of this cycle of generating hostility? Because it's very easy to become part of the cycle. It's very easy to sit with a group of friends or co-workers or whatever and just generate more hostility for the people that we think are in the wrong. Or can we actually get beyond that and say, even though I don't agree with this person, even though I don't like what they're doing or saying, I'm not going to get caught into generating more hostility. Okay? So any questions before we start? Like I say, for those of you who have not done it before, it's completely guided. So. And we start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. And becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the air conditioning, sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward. Till you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, moving your head gently until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also, not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them, but instead when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. Becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And as we meditate, just allowing your mind to gently rest in awareness on your breathing. Not grasping at the breath, not concentrating as hard as you possibly can, but instead just resting in a gentle awareness of the fact that you're breathing and the process of the breath. And using the breath as a place that your mind can return to if you become distracted or you wander off. And with your mind gently resting on your breathing, bring to mind a time where you felt good about your life, when things were going well for you, where you were generally happy. Maybe it was a time and a place recently, or maybe it was a long time ago. Whenever it was, bring that time and that place to mind. And as you recall what it was like to feel good about your place in the world, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for yourself. And allowing those feelings of love for yourself to deepen and to grow as you recall that time. And as you allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and to grow, remind yourself that true loving kindness, true metta, is unconditional and doesn't depend on whether things are going well or not. And so continue feeling those feelings of loving kindness, but feel them for yourself right now in this moment. Whether your life is going pretty well at the moment, or whether you're struggling. Whether you feel good about your life, or whether you feel lost. However things are for you, unconditionally feel feelings of love for yourself right now in this moment. And allowing those feelings of loving kindness to deepen and to grow for yourself. And if you find it helps, using the mantra, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. And so continuing to allow those feelings of loving kindness for yourself to deepen and to grow. Now bring to mind a friend, somebody who you find easy to like. And whoever that person is, bring them to mind and start feeling the same feelings of loving kindness that you were generating for yourself, for them. Feeling feelings of friendliness, of goodwill, of loving kindness, of love, of metta for your friend. And even if as you recall that friend, you remember the little things that annoy you about him or her, or you remember some of the ways that your friendship is complicated, just recognizing that true loving kindness is unconditional and not dependent on those things. And so continue feeling feelings of deep loving kindness for your friend. And again, if you find it helps, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. And now bring to mind a neutral person. Somebody whose face you would recognize, maybe you know their first name, but who you know very little about. Maybe it's the barista that gets you your coffee. Maybe it's somebody you pass on the way to work in the mornings. Maybe it's the cashier at the local supermarket. Whoever it is, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Not knowing whether they're the kind of person that you would naturally like or dislike. Not knowing whether you would approve or disapprove of the way they ran their lives. Not knowing whether you have anything in common at all with them. But recognizing that what you do have in common with them is your humanity. That you both wish to be happy, you both wish to be free from suffering. And so with that basic common feeling, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for them. Again, wishing that they be well, happy, and free from suffering. Regardless of who they are, or how you'd feel about them if you knew more. And now bring to mind a difficult person, somebody who you find hard to like. Maybe it's somebody who's causing problems for you in your life right now. Maybe it's somebody who you feel hurt you in the past. Or maybe it's just that least favorite politician. Whoever it is, bring them to mind right now, and recognizing that while you may feel you have little in common, recognize that at root you do have in common your humanity. You do have in common that wish to be happy. You do have in common that you suffer. And so regardless of how you may feel about what they've done, what they've said. Start feeling feelings of loving kindness for that person. The same feelings of loving kindness you felt for yourself and for the friend and for the neutral person. And again, if you find it helpful, using the mantra, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Now imagine that the four of you were standing here in the studio this evening. Yourself, the friend, the neutral person, and the difficult person. And as you imagine the four of you here, start feeling feelings of loving kindness for all of the four of you. Noticing any difference in feeling as you go from person to person, between yourself, who you know so well, and the neutral person who you hardly know, between the friend who's easy to like and the difficult person who's hard to like. And as you imagine going from person to person, feeling feelings of loving kindness for them, start to equalize those feelings of loving kindness for each person. Expand outwards and include everybody who's in the studio with us this evening. Feeling feelings of loving kindness for everybody here. Some of whom you might know quite well, some of whom you might not know at all. But feeling feelings of loving kindness for every person here and wishing them all to be well, happy and free from suffering. And now expanding outwards to include everybody who lives in this area, Vancouver, Camas, Washougal. Some of whom you may know, most of whom you've never met. But regardless, wishing every single person here to be well, happy and free from suffering. Starting to feel feelings of loving kindness for every single individual in this area. Now continuing outwards to include everybody in Portland and the Portland metro area. All 1.5 million or so people. And wishing all of them to be well, happy and free from suffering. Feeling feelings of loving kindness for every single person here. And continuing to expand outwards, expanding outwards to the west, out to the coast, expanding north, up through Olympia, Seattle, and all the way to the Canadian border, out to the east along the gorge, out through Idaho. And expanding south, down through Salem, Eugene, and all the way to the Californian border, until you've included everybody in the Pacific Northwest, and you're wishing everybody in this area to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And continuing outwards, north through Canada and Alaska, east across the Midwest and out to the East Coast, south down through Canada, down through California, until you've concluded everybody in North America. And you're wishing everybody in North America to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And continuing further south through Central America, Mexico, and down through South America. Continuing west across the Pacific. East across the Atlantic, north across the pole, south around the pole, until you wrap all the way around this earth And you've included every single continent and every single person on this earth, all 7 billion or so people. And that you're wishing them all, every single one of them, to be well, happy, and free from suffering. And expanding outwards into space, out into the universe, not knowing whether there are sentient beings out there, but telling yourself that if there are, and if they know suffering, you would wish them to be free from that suffering. And so expanding outwards until you have a loving heart the size of this universe, and you're wishing every single person, every single being, every single creature in the whole universe to be well, happy, and free from suffering, and feeling love for every single one of them. And without letting go of that feeling of having a heart, a loving heart, that's large enough to fill this whole universe, very gently return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made. May they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.